everyone. Good evening. You have tuned into to Radiance. I forgot who you tuned into. Well, I'm Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love to talk to you on this show called Radiance by Design, because you and I have the ability to design how we radiate into the world. How are you guys feeling tonight? I'm feeling an odd combination of process of releasing some ancient stuff and also the increased frequency of new downloads in the universe. So I find that, you know how rivers meet, and it's called a confluence, where you have all these different churnings and churnings of water because there are two flows that are meeting together and isn't quite organized yet. I feel like that in my body. What do you feel like? One of the things we're going to talk about tonight, amongst anything else that you guys phone in about, I really want you to phone in, is going to be sound. That some of you listened to Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, and we had Randy Masters, who was actually our first Paradigm Shifter a few years back, 4 years ago, I think. And he's also a dear friend of ours who's he does a lot with sounds and sacred geometry and going off to Egypt and following the ancient lore that was so, as he talked about it, comes from Sirius, the constellations of Sirius, and it comes from Atlantis, and it comes from the Egyptian times and those universal connections that meet in the pyramids. He claimed that the pyramids all over the world are actually vibrating, radiating, and sounding communication one to another, that they're kind of like the ganglion of the central receiving stations of downloads, if you will, or of energy communications from Sirius and other galactic centers. So I can't really prove that to you, but I do know about energy, and I do know that the downloads that are going on right now are really hot diggity. And I also know from a lot of my interviews and the way my guides and angels talk that we have the opportunity to receive the kinds of charges or the kind of increased energy fields these days that could give us, that could really help us launch an evolution for our species. The other thing we know is that everything is energy. Everybody's seen Avatar and all these other different shows that talk about everything is energy, and every one of us is connected through these subtle energies. So as we talk about the downloads, or for me, I'll just talk about me here for a minute, arising processes coming from karmic situations, that stuff that's already been recorded in my soul's journey even before I was born here. There's a rising of that catalyzed by some of the experiences in my family, perhaps, or, you know, what's going on around me in my city and town and just life experiences. You know how that happens. Something happens that tweaks a memory. It might be a subconscious memory. And you may not even think it's a very important event, but it can prod us. And the next thing you know, that memory is coming up in a way that you may not be able to assess it. For example, it may be a memory of being starving to death in some other life, or it may be a memory of dying cold on the street, or it may be a memory of being guillotined, or it may be a memory of having gone mad, or being in a war, or being in the Crusades, but you may not remember what it is. On a logical level, it's not like going to the movies. It may be a memory of the end times of Atlantis, or just life in Atlantis, or life when you were on the Pleiades. Who knows? But in any case, something happens in your life, and then, boom, what comes up is something that's very disruptive. It may be sharp movement through your energy systems. It may be sudden gut aches or body pain. There's all kinds of reasons. And I'm really in this circuitous way talking about how energy and how the huge collective energy really impacts us all. But it might impact you differently than it impacts me. One of the other people that we're interviewing who's coming up with it is talking, who's coming up soon as Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, is talking about the oneness movement and all the ancient texts talk about how we are all one. We're all basically one being with many, many, many different expressions called people or personalities or individualities or whatever you want to call it. So we'll go back to me. I'm using me as an example just to kind of make it something that's a little bit more understandable. So what happens is I go through a certain kind of tension. Maybe I haven't had enough sleep, and I'm meeting all kinds of people that resonate with or radiate back to me some of the stresses that I've gone through in other lives. And then the feeling of vulnerability comes up, and all of a sudden I feel extremely vulnerable. And I know this feeling in myself. When it rises, all right, I know that it's coming up. It shakes me up. It makes me kind of uncomfortable and insecure and so on. But on the other hand, I know that it's rising up to be transformed, because one of our goals as an emerging evolutionary species is to move out of the relentless conscription or drive of karmic energies or of subconscious drives and so on, and allow ourselves to be what? Clear and new, and being able to move consciously and not being controlled by the undertows of our lineage or our soul journey or our karma. So anyway, I think that I am experiencing some of that right now, and I'll bet you are too. The other thing that's happening is that the universal, well, the world energies are in turmoil. All kinds of fear and corruption is really evidence. I still call it the time of revelations, you know, like the Bible talked about, because there's so many things that are showing us that there's so many ways in which we have been kind of controlled by, whether it's media or whatever, it's like lobby interests and so on. It's not for the greatest good of all mankind and life on the planet at all. It's for money, it's for control, it's for greed and all that. We've all talked about that before. But I don't think ever before has it been quite so clear. We're all looking around going, oy vey, look at that mess, right? In the meantime, we're getting higher and higher frequency downloads from the universe, and I still believe, sort of like my own personal karmic energies, that those downloads are literally prodding us to wake up and learn to absorb higher and higher frequencies, so our consciousness, our way of seeing life, and our way of experiencing one another individually and as a collective is of a much higher level, and that instead of hoarding and being greedy and being individually maniacal, meaning this is mine, 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 we're seeing the greater unity amongst people all over the planet and perhaps in the universe, and that we can open ourselves to receive these higher energies. What do you think of that? That was a whole lot of talk, wasn't it? I always like to start these shows with a meditation. Oh, and also I really want you to call in tonight, so I hope that you're considering calling in and you're not afraid and shy. And my friend Deb O'Connor is going to call in at 7:30 with her astrological report, so maybe she can tell us about downloads as well. And we're also going to start with our meditation, which tonight is going to be a sound meditation. We've done this a lot before, but this is in honor of Randy's teachings on Tuesday night, when he gave us quite a bit of sound explanation. I guess he didn't give us too many sounds because we didn't have the right kind of hearing equipment, but we did talk about the impact of sound. When you get stressed and when you can't see straight or when you get a sore throat or whatever, sounds are very often the best way for a person to move through the congestion or the confusion that comes up in your body mind. So let's work a sound meditation and then see if we can apply it to the various parts of our body mind that are stuck or not feeling well. Are you ready? Just close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. And I want you to focus at the base of your spine and your red chakra. Now, remember, your red chakra is all about how you create, manifest, and how you run your lineage and your survival issues and so on. And very often, if your money is really poor or you're afraid about money, the red chakra will be weak or full of blobs of dark colors and so on. And if your vitality is low, the same thing. So as you color that chakra, make those sounds circulate through that base chakra and brighten it up. Just make it brighter and clearer and brighter and clearer. Base of your spine, and the sound is good. I always think that sound sounds so like an earthy sound. Good. That made my arms buzz. What happened in your body? Now let's move our attention to the belly area, which houses the subconscious, karma, hamburgers, everything left over. And it's where you have your sexuality and where you have your exchanges from your parents, from your lineage, any teachers, people who have actually helped you form who you are in the process of life is giving birth to your real self. So that's the cauldron of the wisdom of you. The sound is ooh, and the color is bright, clear orange. Ooh. Do two more. Interesting that it kept hitting my legs and feet. It says something about karma and understanding, leftover material and influences. What was happening with you? Let's move your attention to your solar plexus, personal power center. That's where your real self wants to be in charge. And a lot of us do a lot of defensive things or posturing in order to be powerful. But you want your real self to come through, the true you, that part of you that has never been born and will never die. And it's bright, clear yellow. The sound is O. O. Some of you have a really intense knot right in the center of that solar plexus. I'm seeing it really strong right now in a couple of people. I want you to do it one more time and focus in releasing that knot. Make this a soft flow of a bright, clear yellow. Couple of you need to practice, but some of you absolutely unraveled that knot. Remember, those knots mean that your digestion, your ability to digest life and be in touch with your real self is blocked. And maybe it always isn't as till we get hold of that area. Now move into your chest area, and it's bright, clear green, and the sound is, ah, like the sound of inspiration. I might like to sing it because it's easier to hold the note if you're singing. And remember that your lungs, when you're doing the ah sound, you want to kind of scour out your lungs because they hold karmic grief. And you've got your heart, which is your actual pumping organ, the heart, and it is a muscle, and you want to soften that. So let's take a little time, and we'll do three really long ah songs. Color up your chest, your big chest, and your lungs, and your heart. Green, green, green. You have a really sad heart, because I'm looking at some of you have some very deep sadnesses in your heart. Just really be tickling it with your sound. Try imagining tickling it with your sound. That's much better. Okay, now we're going to move into the throat area, and that one's blue. That's your smallest chakra. That's the one that it's the first of the wisdom chakras when your energies are transforming and spiraling up all those old beliefs and the belief structures that you've, what have invaded you or you've taken on or you've just absorbed them from other people, whether it's lineage or friends or whatever. And you get hold of yourself and you go into your personal power. Remember, all of these energy spiral up through your throat, and then your throat, as you transform, they spiral through your throat, which is the smallest chakra. It's blue. As you transform, everything you say, even hello, has the level of wisdom that you're achieving by these processes. It's just radiant. We're talking about conscious radiance. It's radiating by your choice. So let's sing, and the sound will be as in everything. Open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. One more. How do your ears feel? Did you feel it in your ears? I sure did. Because your throat and your ears are really very carefully connected. So how we hear and how we speak, that all goes together in a great cycle, doesn't it? Move to your third eye. It's indigo, and the sound is eh, like indigo. Eh. Intuition. In behind the brow, between your eyebrows, go into your third eye, and the color is a bright, bright, well, actually, it's an indigo purple, which to me is kind of like a navy purple, but make it bright and resonant, even though it's dark. Ready? Do another one. One more. Wakey, wakey. Some of you are extremely intuitive, but this will help wake that up. Don't you just love it? Top of your head is violet, and it goes, violet, and it accepts those wonderful downloads that are coming in and messages and information from God, guides, higher self, angels, whoever you talk to, other beings, they come in through the top of your head. So these downloads are coming there, and you want to open that beautiful crown chakra with a nice, fluctuating, beautiful flower called a lotus. Top of your head is ee- One more. How does that feel? Now reach way up with your mind's eye and draw in a golden light from the great central sun and bring it right down through the beautiful violet color, right down through the indigo and the blue. This beautiful stream of golden light through the indigo, the blue, the green, the yellow, the orange, the red, and shoot it down into the core of the earth. And have it bounce back up and swing round and round and round your body. Round and round and round your body. That's it, round and round your body. And now I'd love you to call into our show and tell us what's up with you. Well, you called in just the nick of time. Now I won't have to work as hard, will I? Mm-hmm. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Susan. I'm a long-time listener.
Hi, Susan.
And
how are you
appreciate
doing?
Hi, hon. My head's it's been a little hard, but I'm starting to see my patterns, and I'm saying, okay, I don't want to repeat that. I already went through that. I don't have to do that again, you know, in the same kind of situation. So I'm looking at that. Anyway, something I've been wanting to ask you for a while. Yeah, I've been a disciple, maybe not the best disciple, but I am a disciple of Amas.
Oh,
and,
great.
You know, I'm a G. And mm-hmm. once I was at the Hermain Temple here in New York, and I saw I got a message about to work towards reuniting with a partner that I knew a while ago, somebody who I would have never, ever considered. And basically, I have doubted that information that it came from Amma, you know, because if it came from Amma, then it's worth working for. And if it's just like some part of my subconscious or some other spirit that wasn't Amma came in and gave me that information, then I don't want to look in that direction because, I mean, I'm still young enough that there's a lot of life and a lot of, like, viable choices and viable partners and viable projects ahead of me. And I don't want to go in the wrong direction because I feel like I've suffered for going in directions that I regret because they've been maybe ego-based rather than God-based, and I didn't realize it.
Well, Susan, here's something really interesting, and I understand the question very well from my own experiences, but always ask, say, I need to have proof, and then just carry on, because the man who's coming into your life, the partner that's coming in is coming. You don't have to be out there plucking somebody that you heard in your mind's eye. Somebody's coming for you,
okay.
with you. And he knows
I feel like somebody that I was interested in a couple years ago, I seem to maybe, he's in a different place now. He's free where he wasn't free before. And I feel him coming in, you know.
Well, whoever this person is,
I don't know if that's a good person for me.
He's very involved in the same spiritual path as you are, and that's how you're going to associate with him, which is a good way to meet somebody, actually.
Right. I think that I've already kind of figured it out.
And
somebody that I just saw, too.
I'm not sure what to believe, I just say, show me. And I know that the clarity will come, because I think you're right. When you chase down something that you think you've heard, mm-hmm. sometimes it's coming from right. some odd part of our ego or our mind. Brain.
Right.
Our
so
desire.
It's kind of like let time tell and do my best to live in the best ways I can and purify myself and open my heart, right?
Yeah, and be the relationship you want to have.
Okay, sweetie. Okay,
all right. Thanks for your call. I'm glad that you're still out there.
You're so welcome. I hope anybody else listening could relate to that and that it was meaningful to other people beside myself.
I'm sure it was. It's a big question for all of us.
Okay, Veronica, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. So, I think Deb, are you there? I thought I heard a voice out there. Here we're talking about sound. Did I hear you?
Veronica?
Yeah?
Yeah, hi, Veronica. This is Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim from Louisiana. How are you doing?
Hanging in, thanks.
Are you finding it crazy out there?
My life is still kind of crazy. But it was a really beautiful meditation.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Really, really neat.
Did your body buzz?
Oh, it sure did, and kind of similarly to yours, only mine was centrally located more in my hands and my feet.
Oh, wow, that's good, hey?
Yeah, really interesting.
It never means just one thing. It means what it means to you, meaning you're probably, it helps you release some of the tensions that have been in how you reach for things and how you hold yourself up. You know, it takes care of a lot of deep subconscious things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me what's up with you.
Okay, so unfortunately, believe it or not, I don't have any news, but I am convinced that things are going to shift dramatically in the next 2 weeks. I've convinced myself of that, and I went to the health food store this afternoon to get some rescue remedy, and she said, so you haven't let it go yet, right? I'm like, okay, but I'm going to in the next 2 weeks. I know that's true.
That's funny.
But, you know, it is funny. But the thing is, I was listening to you. It was interesting to me how articulate and intelligent you are, and in many ways really much more kind of simpatico with me than many of the people in my daily life. And I was listening to the reading that you did about a year and a half ago, and it was an hour reading. And there's one question that I always kind of wanted to know connected to that, which is kind of why I called, which is at one point you said something, and I hastily answered you and kind of pulled back. And I think I wondered, kind of, I don't know if you can tap in and see, but you said you really have to be done. You really have to be done with your ex. And I think, I mean, I'm feeling like I'm done with him, but I'm still seeing visions of, you know, his being dead, you know, and dying.
Yeah, and is it important to, this is an awful question to ask you on global radio, but is that important to you if he is?
Yeah, it's still too important. And unfortunately, because it's partly, I think it's because John is continuing to reveal, horrific details about what happened to him with his dad, and he's obviously traumatized by it, and he wishes he were dead. And the reality is, yeah, I mean, it would be easier for both of us, I think, if he were dead.
But actually, if his dad dies before, the thing is, as you know, I was talking about karma in my own body. If his dad dies before some of this gets cleared up, it takes longer on the other side to clear it up on this side. So two things. One is you're not done with the dad because you're not done with him through your son. But I want to say something else, which is that you can release him as, like in a way, what you're wanting from the dad is for him to be better or healed or gone or something. The guides are saying you just need to accept that that's being the influence. You need to not tolerate it, okay? You just need to accept it because there's an attachment to this. I want to wring him out for this information. You got to release that attachment. Just accept that that's the influence and then just keep working with John. You see what I mean? It's like wanting to wring the dad out is an attachment. It's like when we're really, really hating. I don't say you hate him, but if we really hated someone, we're so attached to him that we're not getting away from him, right? It's kind of that ilk. So they're saying it's a really odd, almost a conundrum, where you're not done expecting something from him or wanting something from him. You're not going to get anything from him because he's not in his mind. He's not picking, you see what I mean? He's kind of, not really
it's
demented,
like
but kind of demented.
Too.
Pardon me?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that he's highly demented right now.
Yes, you can't expect anything from him. You can accept that that's been a horrible force for your son, but there's some karmic alignment there, but you got to help your son all you can, which you're doing. You know?
Yeah.
But just to accept and release this man, he's no longer your husband. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a funny thing because it's almost a paradox or a conundrum or a mystery, but the guides are just saying you're still, just imagine that you're still clutching at him, trying to wring out some sense in him. There isn't, because he's not in his mind, you see.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's true. In my dreams, you know, I don't know if you watch SpongeBob or if you've ever watched SpongeBob, but SpongeBob is a sponge, so he can't be beaten up. And,
right.
Yeah, and in my dreams, that's kind of how what happens. You know, it's like I try to beat him up in my dreams, but I can't because he's like a sponge.
And I think that's a really good image. It's also as he is kind of an ambiance in your life. You're never really separate from him, and that's something you could practice. You know, I wanted to wrap your son in love, in light, and in protection, and he is going to be okay. He just, this is a huge, huge, huge thing for him and for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps at all.
It does. Yeah, it really does. Do you see me getting physical justice, legal system justice?
In a way I do, but I don't know if they can, I don't know if you can get justice from a, when a man is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what is justice is karmic justice, I guess.
Yeah, divine justice.
And also you're going to get recognition that that's the situation, which will make you feel less crazy or less sucked in at times, you know. You're going to get that kind of justice. Like we see that this has been an untenable situation. Does that make sense?
Well, that sounds, yeah, absolutely.
All right. And, of course, on a spirit level, first of all, your son is going to be a very, very spiritual man. Woo! So that's what's going to be the justice out of that.
Yeah, and I do think that. And we talk all the time about, Veronica, we talk all the time about the blessings, you know, and about how it's brought us closer and, you know, so I do try to do that. Could you do me a favor? Send some really good energies, maybe some Reiki healing or something for tomorrow morning, because he's got an EEG, and he's scared to death of it. Yeah, he vomited 3 times last time before he even got hooked up. So, yeah.
Okay,
so he's scared
to
death of anything, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if we can be with him in energy tomorrow morning. And I better go because we need to bring in Deb and a couple of other callers.
Okay. Hey, Veronica, you sound really good.
And
I hope
you, Kim.
Everything. Oh, thanks. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Now, Deb, are you on? She must have forgotten us again, that girl. All right, so call in, you guys. Call in. Hello?
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 Hi.
Who have I got?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm sorry. I'm not dead. I know you need
to
speak to her.
What's going on with you, girl?
Oh, well, I'm just calling about work. I think I talked to you about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still currently seeking work. And I don't know if there's something that I'm not doing.
What's the kind of work you're looking for? It's okay. Tell me what kind of work you're looking for.
Sure. I'm in theater. I do acting and I write as well.
But we're seeing that you've got something that you've already applied for.
Ronnie, I am here, so just so you know.
Oh, good. Okay, I thought maybe you'd forgotten us again.
No, I haven't been able to get through. Keep going.
Okay, I'm just teasing you anyway. So I just want to say to you, Lisa, there's something that you applied for that that is going to come back on you. So there is something coming up, and I think it was something you put in for last week or so. Did you put in some writing last week?
No, I might have auditioned for something.
Okay, well, I would say keep going because you've got something coming up, and it's to do with two things coming together. One of them is started. You started it about a week and a half ago or something, and everything seems to come together this coming week. Maybe you won't be making as much as you want, but it's a start, and then you're going to have to keep going and build it up after that. I don't know what it is, but it starts this coming week, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be great.
All right, we're going to send light to that. What do you think of that?
I'll take it.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. Now we're going to get our astrological report from the wonderful da-da-da-da-da-da Deb O'Connor.
Hi. You have so many people trying to get through to you tonight that I've been trying to get through to you myself for 10 minutes, and all four of your lines are jammed, so I'm going to keep this really short so that everybody else can talk to you.
Isn't it great to be popular?
I love it that everyone wants to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Okay, so we've talked a lot about our friend Pluto and our friend Uranus. They're squaring each other. They're going to square each other for the next 10 years. Uranus brings about change, which is unusual and unexpected, but always brings a new vision into our realm. And it's squaring Pluto, which takes us deep, deep, deep down into our fear and the places where we feel a lack of power. And Pluto is also the planet that has a lot to do with the cycle of death and rebirth. So I'm thinking it's really interesting what you're talking about tonight, because tomorrow, just after noon, Pluto is going to turn around to go direct for the first time in 5 months. So what that means is that this planet that is about this deep, deep emotional transformation, and it's the kind of emotional stuff that we just bury because we're afraid to look at it. All of us do this. No matter how divinely inspired or enlightened we think we are, we still all have these little pieces of fear baggage that we're trying to bring up and release. So once, and I think everybody's been feeling this in spades the last 3 or 4 days, just that the fact that this planet has stopped in the sky and is turning around, so that once it turns, we'll be more conscious of what we've got buried in our subconscious. And it will have...
Oh, no. Is it going to get worse then?
No, I think it actually... I don't... you and I don't really believe in worse and better. I mean, it's going to be a different kind of intensity, because with Pluto, everything is always emotionally intense, always. But the thing that's phenomenal about this particular deal is that we keep talking about Uranus and Pluto squaring each other. Unexpected change that brings a new vision based in how much courage we have relative to getting in touch with this really sticky, hard, deep, old emotional baggage. But this third planet involved in this particular thing, Venus, which is the planet which teaches us about what we value and what we love, it has just in the last week moved into the sign of Libra, which is the sign of balance in relationships. So everything that I've just described is going to be... And she's also squaring Pluto now. So as it turns around in the sky, it's basically going to make people really much more conscious of, if not the exact particulars, although I think that with this Venus and Libra square, we're going to get some particulars because Libra is Venus and Libra. Libra is an air sign, and we can think when we're working with Libra. I mean, Pluto's not so easy to think about because it's basically just what's in the gut, and it's instinctual and intuitive, and it drives from that level. But Venus and Libra will help us to get some particulars about the relationships we're in and where they're dead, where things are just flat out done, and we need to let them go so there can be a rebirth. And I could go on for hours about that, but I know your lines really are jammed, so I think I should stop.
Well, wait a minute. I need to know this part so that I was talking at the very beginning of the show about how a lot of stuff was coming up over the last couple of days. Are you saying that it could actually begin to make more sense as to what it is? Is that what you're saying, or that it can be?
I am. I'm saying that, and people, you know, one of the things about Pluto, and it's the planet in between these other two, so it's holding the tension, really. It's like Pluto always says, you know, you've got to get to, you've got to go through me to get straight about your relationships and to get into a new paradigm with them on the other side with Uranus. And it's and so what it does is it makes us feel so disempowered around, right now, I think for a lot of people, relationships, and they don't have to be just with the people we take to our beds. They can be the people that we, you know, who are our parents or our children or our dear friends or people who were once our dear friends or were once our lovers or are still our lovers, but there's dead wood in the relationship. Or there's a place where we don't feel like we have any power, and we want our power back. And the way to get it back with Pluto power is just to get conscious and aware of where we're giving it away. You know, and that makes us uncomfortable because we know we're giving it away, but we don't quite always know what to do about that. I mean, bless our hearts, we're working as hard as we can.
So is the Venus in Libra going to help us make sense of that?
Yes, and Venus, but she's also going to point us right straight at any relationship that's got things happening beneath the surface. In other words, Venus in Libra wants everything to look really nice. So the quintessential metaphor for that would be a couple who scream and yell and holler at each other at home. They never have sex anymore. They never make love. They don't touch. They go out into public, and this is the shadow for Venus and Libra. They go out into public, and they're just, you know, they're so beautiful together. They're two beautiful people. They're ever so gracious and sort of very kind to each other. But that's not what's real. So. The shadow for Libra is always really worrying about what other people think of what things look like. That's just the shadow. Libra's a beautiful sign, like all of them. But all the signs have a shadow, and that's Libra's. So when Venus is there, she actually rules Libra, and she's squaring Pluto. Pluto's going to say, uh-uh, it's not as pretty as it looks on the surface. What is really going on? Look at it and be honest about it. Because, you know, I always say, Pluto says, tell yourself the blanking truth. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, things will just sort of continue to crumble and feel really icky in the gut. So I think it's a good thing.
It's not a simple thing, but we are evolving. Is that what I'm hearing?
Of course we are. We are evolving, and I think the more we get in, bring into consciousness these things that we have buried because they're just too painful to look at or feel, the more highly evolved we become because we're kicking in our courage to do deep, difficult emotional work. And like I always say with Pluto, it's the kind of awareness that we stay back from because we're afraid that if we bring these things into our awareness, that we'll die, that we literally won't live through having brought this into our conscious mind. You know what I mean? Like how many of us have been in a relationship where we just knew it was over, but we couldn't really tell ourselves that because there were all those other voices that saying, but how will I support myself and how will I live and how can I go on without him and how would I, you know, all of that. All of that stuff is just coming up like crazy for everybody right now. All the questions that have to do with making us feel like we won't live through the experience if we let something die. It's already dead. It's dead weight. So there you go.
Well, I appreciate that. And there's also when you bring up some like ancient feelings, ancient karmic feelings, it can feel like the pain will kill you without any logic at all.
I don't mean that I don't experience this right along with everybody else. I mean, it's just that I know that we have to keep plowing through it. And yes, Venus in Libra, when she's working in her highest possible way, is going to soften the way forward for us and say, I promise you beauty and truth if you just keep going through the darker stuff and come through on the other side of it.
Yay! Ball bearings under Pluto. Let's go.
because Venus is sweet. She is sweetness and light. She's squaring Pluto, so we can't get to the sweetness and light unless we do this other really deep, hard stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm so glad you called in tonight. So please give everybody your contact information.
Right. My contact information is, my email is Deb, short for Deborah, @lovedogdesign.com. Deb at dog design, love dog design, lovedogdesign.com. Sorry, I can't see my own. Yeah, that's what it is. And my apologies to everybody who's trying to get through to you right now.
Okay, well, much love to you, and thank you so much, Deb.
Love back. Bye-bye.
Bye. So if you want to call in, we have enough time for probably two callers, don't we? Have we got somebody on the line already? No. Okay, so that to me is really important. We were talking about sounding out some of the problems as well, and I'm saying that as you, I'll give you the number first of all, because you got time to call in, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor and love to talk to you. We've been talking about sound and how sound can really bring up, as Deb was talking about, the plutonic doodah that's been going on. We're getting deep feelings coming up from perhaps karma and so on. And I was talking about that plus downloads from the universe that are coming in, and they're kind of creating an interaction in us that also flushes up some of the hidden stuff as well. And I recommend to you to sing. I know that sounds kind of goofy, but actually making sounds like we did at the beginning of this in meditation, that works. But if you're feeling like Deb said, oh my gosh, I can't break up with someone because, even though I know the relationship's dead, because I won't be able to live without it, or feelings you have of shame or really deep and difficult angst that you know isn't logical right now, must be kind of karmic. It's old, old subconscious, maybe childhood stuff. It's really interesting just to get yourself in a quiet place and just let sounds come through your body. So, for example, if it's in your belly area that this deep angst is, and you just sit there and make sounds. I'm going to do this. It's going to sound pretty, probably going to sound awful or different or disorganized. But if you just let yourself drop into the belly, and Kim, you would be a good one to do this, and you drop in there and feel that feeling that you can't quite touch, and you know it feels like life and death at some level. That happens to me anyway. I don't know if it's just because of who I am. And you start this sounding thing which goes, you notice the sound starts changing, and you and you'll follow that sound, and it'll be like you know, like those odd pulses that happen in your stomach when maybe you've eaten too much or you haven't been feeling that well, and there'll be like a little push in your stomach like it's an airbag and the air's moving. Just let yourself make that sound and make that sound. And ideally, it isn't always this way, but often ideally it'll move up through the body in funny lumps and bumps and squish through your throat. And that's it, and then by then you might be going, or something really gross sounding like that. But the point is that takes hold of that energy that's been locked in there, that's been recorded in you because you've got all this tremendous library of past experience, and you're riding it up on the currents of sound that you're letting yourself create. It's absolutely amazing. Well, the show is almost over, and at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, and she brings in her wonderful channeled team, which we all adore, and they're going to be talking about love tonight, and for a lot of you who tuned in over the last few weeks, been talking about love pretty often, haven't we? Next Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock, we have on Stuart Mooney, who's one of the big teachers in the oneness, the phenomenon of oneness, the Diksha phenomenon that's going around the world. He's quite a teacher of it. They pass on enlightenment from Diksha givers in through your head or through your eyes or through your intentions or through energy. And their idea is that you can awaken our whole species to be a much more enlightened species. So he's a really interesting guy to talk to. And next week at Thursday night, I don't know what we'll do. Maybe we'll do some more sounding next Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you have any feedback for me or if you'd like a session with me, I'm an energy healer. Sometimes I like to do sound healing, but mostly it's energy, intuitive stuff, multidimensional, freeing us from the traps of the past. Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. That's Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love to hear from you about suggested guests, feedback on the show, or just to say hi. Good night. I'll see you at the top of the hour if you can hang in there.